What's your favorite pizza? I bet it isn't Domino's. Yet did you know that since 2008, Domino's stock has risen 5,000%? 5,000%! How in the world does a company that makes mediocre pizza see that type of success? Two words: intentional leadership. Here's a very brief history of Domino's just to catch you up. In the 2000s, the franchise company that revolutionized, no, all but invented the home delivery model had hit hard times. The product was, by the company's own admission, lousy. In fact, toward the end of the decade, Domino's began running commercials admitting that its pizza was pretty terrible, or at least that customers thought it was pretty terrible. But so what? Domino's is about convenience. No one expects to get the best pizza when they call in an order. But the decline of quality certainly played a role. When a consumer in the 2000s wanted to order a pizza, she had plenty of options. She could pay a little more for local or call up one of many franchise businesses like Papa John's. The point is that nothing about Domino's stood out anymore. Everyone provided home delivery, which meant Domino's was competing on quality, not its strong suit. By 2008, during the height of the Great Recession, Domino's stock was a record low $3 a share. 2 years later, J. Patrick Doyle, who had been with the company since 1997, was made CEO, and things began to change. The first thing to happen was that the company revamped the way it made pizza. The commercials mentioned previously were part of raising awareness for the new Domino's recipe. But of course, they made a marketing splash by admitting wrongdoing. Producing better pizza wasn't the whole solution. How could it be? At the end of the day, Domino's still faced an avalanche of competition. And there is a ceiling of how good a pizza can be at such a low cost. More had to be done, but what? As recounted in an article in Forbes, the top leadership gathered for a meeting in 2012 to go over the extent of the problems facing the company, which were monumental. There was a breakthrough. Or perhaps it's better to say they finally had some clarity. And they found it by asking a simple question. What kind of company are we? Their answer: an e-commerce company that happens to sell pizza. Why was this such a groundbreaking insight? Because you'll notice that pizza is relegated to the second position. Domino's realized that its customers knew it didn't have the best pizza. But it also understood that they didn't want or expect the best pizza. What they wanted was convenience, efficiency, and cost-effectiveness. That's what e-commerce delivers, no pun intended. Customers don't order Domino's to impress. They order it so that they can spend their time on other activities. The main result of this epiphany was a devotion to the company's technology side, namely its app. The Domino's app would end up pioneering technology that many smartphone users take for granted today, such as mobile payments. The company designed a user experience that blew away the competition, making ordering a fast, fresh pizza as simple.